We'll edit that out before it goes live on here. We have the Wilders here in the so you can make mistakes, the Wilders. They won't notice. Cool. The Wilders are here. They're playing tonight at Don Quixote's.
That's right.
Tomorrow night at Monterey Live.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But right now, you're playing here.
That's right. Live on KUSP.
Let's hear a song.
Well, we're going to kick off the way we like to do with the live show. We get things going with a good old fiddle tune, and this is a fiddle tune from the Ozarks. From Bob Hold, it's a little bit of Molly Put the Kettle On, because it's getting hot.
That's the Wilders.
Well,
I think I know where you got your name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And we're only three quarters wild, too. Our bass player, Nate, is not with us this morning, but don't worry, he'll be catching up to us tonight, and that's when you can really feel that kicking through with the bass. But it was fun playing old-timey trio.
Yeah, that was crazy. I miss him, though.
Yes.
No, it's, well, we'll
so
have a moment
of
silence.
So this goes out to you, Nate, wherever you are. I think he's in L.A. right now.
He sent a note from his mother, so it's okay.
Okay.
His excuse. We'll get a makeup test later.
Yeah.
Betsy, introduce yourself and the rest of the gang.
Okay, sure. My name is Betsy Ellis, and I was the one playing the fiddle there, doing the seesaw. And doing a few of the yelping, too. But our lead yelper is sitting next to me on my left. It's Ike Sheldon, and he's our singer and plays the guitar. He's got that snare drum with strings all ready to go there.
That's
old
right.
Silvertone archtop guitar. You got to see it in person to believe it. And then on his left is Slippery Phil Wade, who's about to probably get slippery here. He was playing the mandolin there, and now he's going to be playing some dobro, I believe, and he also plays the banjo. So he's our Phil of all trades, because we don't have anybody named Jack in the band.
Okay, well, that's fair. He fills in.
Yeah, there you go.
Why the name The Wilders?
Well, you know, we did kind of grow into the name. We got wilder as we got going. We started this band, actually with the three of us, about 9 years ago. And we were all kind of getting reacquainted with old country music, and then newly acquainted, really, with old-time music at that time. And the guys here had been listening to some bluegrass and stuff, too, when they were growing up. I didn't have that exposure, actually, in my youth. But anyway, for me, part of what the original meaning of the Wilders was kind of a token tip of the hat to Laura Ingalls Wilder, those Little House on the Prairie books, because I would always read about Pa playing the fiddle, and those old-time fiddle tunes that he played, I would read about them, and I didn't know what they sounded like until I was in my 20s. So that was kind of cool to me, to bring that around, something from my youth that it still was a musical reference, even though I hadn't heard it. But we've always been kind of wild and crazy, and when we're playing on a stage, hopefully there's a good support system underneath the stage, because we bounce around and hop around and kind of shake it up a bit.
Keep yourself pretty fit.
Yes.
This is the Wilders playing tonight, Don Quixote's, tomorrow night at Monterey Live, so you get two opportunities to see them in our area. Let's hear another tune. We'll come back and chat.
Good.
All right, we'll do a tune here. This is we'll sing it even though he's not here. Our bass player wrote this song. He writes some fine honky-tonk tunes, and we're going to do one of them here, and this is called My Final Plea. Let's see what kind of speed we want it.
Right.
Yeah. My heart is torn to tattered pieces. This is no way to be. I know you've been messing around. Can't go no lower, or let's hit the ground. Well, I've been so wrapped up in your game, it never was clear to me. You know you've got me shackled to your love, bound as a man can be. I'd rather be an old dumb man, a low-down dog, or a sat on hand. You've got me crazy, crazy all the time, chasing you around in every club in town. You know I'll take you back, 'cause I can't live without you. Just tell me, darling, can't you be true? Sharp barbed wire, I feel like a truck with a four flat tire. Let's do a lot more loving and a little less leaving. This is my final plea. Stop all the trouble and fast paced living and come back home to me. I don't think you're the devil's child. You're just a young girl that likes to get wild. You got me crazy, crazy all the time, running around every club in town. You know I'll take you back, 'cause I can't live without you. Just tell me, darling, can't you be true?
Honky-tonk.
Oh, yeah.
The Wilders here on the open road. That's a good song.
Yeah, he writes some great honky-tonk tunes. I wish you could have been here to see it.
Well, next time, we'll get him here. Hey, is this on the CD that you have?
No, actually, it's not. Well, this is brand new, actually. We probably should have done a song off the new CD.
Well, you have too much
chance. He's got a couple of good honky-tonkers on there as well. So if you like that one, the other ones are just as good.
Well, tell me about the CD.
Well, we recorded down in Louisiana with a Dirk Powell, who's kind of an old-time legend, you know, did Cold Mountain and stuff like that. He's all Hollywood now, man. No, he just lives down in southern Louisiana. We went down and recorded in his little home studio he had there. He produced the album. We came up with some really good stuff. It's half originals, too, which is new for us. We've always been just kind of covering the old country stuff, mm-hmm. and we still do that. I still play plenty of that, but, you know, kind of getting our own stuff out there, too, so it's really fun for us. It's kind of a unique album for us. I like it a lot.
I imagine your audiences get up and dance quite a bit when you're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we love that.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, we plan on it. Yeah, I mean, we try to get it ripping. It's party music, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we say. It's good time music, you know, and if you come out, you will have fun. I guarantee it.
Again, tonight at Don Quixote's, tomorrow night at Monterey Live. Betsy, you've won many awards for your fiddling.
Well, It's been a little while since I've actually even had a chance to compete, but that, for me, was a great way of socializing and meeting other fiddlers, and especially in Missouri, at the fiddle contest, which exists all throughout the state, a lot of the older generation traditionalists, which to me, that's somebody who grew up with the tradition of old-time music, these older folks would come out and they would compete too, but they really just like to hang out and play tunes. And so I got to meet a number of wonderful Missouri fiddlers that way. Yeah, I mean, now that we've been on the road for the last year and a half, I haven't had as much time to compete, but I always enjoy doing it, too. I mean, there's some other contests, like, that maybe you hear a lot of people playing a little bit newer styles, I guess. There's a lot of fiddle styles out there, but I love to go in and play these old-time fiddle tunes, and, you know, the people that go to those contests, they really want to be entertained just like anybody else, so that's always been a lot of fun for me to do. And the last time I was at a contest, I didn't compete, but I just hung out, and it was a really great one, too. It was the contest in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I went out there last summer. We had just a little bit of time off, so I went out for the first time, and that's just a big old-time gathering, mm-hmm. and there's just music playing all night long.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It is.
Speaking of fun, let's hear another tune.
All right.
We're going to do something sweet for you here. We don't get sweet too often, but we're going to try something pretty for you. Do a little old Hank Williams tune. We're big fans of Hank, and we're going to do this tune called Weary Blues from Waiting. The snow falls round my window, but it can't chill my heart. God knows it died the day you left. My dream world fell apart. Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home.
The Wilders featuring Betsy Ellis, Ike Sheldon, Phil Wade, and Nate Dawson. Is that right?
Nobody knows how to say his name. It's Garin, actually.
Garin, oh, sorry.
But that's all right. He doesn't even know how to say it. He started saying it different. He said it one way his whole life, and now he's like almost 30, and he's like, I think I've been saying my last name wrong all these years. So he started saying it anyway. So I don't know how he says it.
We'll just call him Nate.
He likes Gavin.
Nate G.
He likes Nate G is what we call him. All right. You don't have to mess with it.
Not related to Kenny G.
No. Well, I don't know. Well. Who knows? Small world.
They both had mullets several years ago.
Ah! That's a picture in my eyes. Oh. And now Phil's pulling out the banjo. You have every instrument over there. Dobro, mandolin, now you're going banjo on me.
That's how he is.
He is. He just can't even.
We can't afford to pay that many people, and plus our van won't fit more than four.
So. Did you drive out from Kansas City?
Yes. We just finished up a little run up in the upper Midwest with a Foghorn String Band out of Portland, Oregon, and then we came home for like a day and a half, 2 days, and then drove out. We played in Bakersfield, California last weekend. They had a new festival called Supergrass, and it was a real thrill to be on that bill. So once we got past the 3-day drive to Bakersfield, everything else seems pretty easy.
3-day not so pretty drive in a lot of places,
well,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun for us to get to see the desert, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Things were blooming?
Yeah. There's
some really pretty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, good.
The ocean's, of course, awesome. Yes. For us land lovers, yeah.
Yes.
It totally blows my mind. So,
you all hail from Kansas City?
Yeah, we all grew up in the Midwest, and we've all been in Kansas City for like the last 20 years, so, you know, yeah.
Is it a good place to tour? I mean, there's a lot of driving to go.
Yeah, but
true,
I mean,
you get to go both coasts.
Yeah, that's true, and you start off in the middle.
Yeah.
Exactly. If
yeah.
we lived out here, it would be really hard to get all the way out to the East Coast. So, I mean, as a consequence, we usually will do a tour. Maybe we'll go east for a while and we'll stay east, or we'll go west. So now we're doing our western portion, and at least so far, that's how it's worked. We have yet to do a tour that encompassed playing performances in both California and New York on the same drive.
But yeah,
yeah,
smart.
It works out pretty good.
Yes.
You know, being centrally
exactly.
located. I enjoy it.
So where are you heading after our area?
Well, we're
right
going
up the coast.
Yeah, we're going up north. After we play here in the Bay Area, we'll go up to Berkeley, actually. They have the San Francisco Bluegrass and Old Time Festival going on right now, and we're excited to be playing that on Friday night. But then we've got a few dates lined up again with Foghorn. We're going to reunite with them next week, playing in Eugene, Oregon, up to Portland, Seattle, Washington, and Vancouver, B.C. We got to go there for the first time last year, and we're excited to get a chance to return. That's
a beautiful area, too.
Yeah, pretty beautiful area there. And we'll kind of come back home through Colorado. We've got a few dates booked there. But we're going to be on the road all year long. It's that's what we set out to do. We've been touring about a year and a half now, full time. And it's an amazing adventure. We're really, really lucky to do what we love.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the Wilder. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, barring suicides, it should work out for a while.
Feeling low today, are you?
Not particularly.
All right, just had a check.
You know, it's a crazy life. You know, so hopefully we'll all stay alive as long as possible.
This is the Wilders. Enjoy them while you can. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to have Back Porch Mary will be here, a wonderful R&B rock and roll group from Austin, blue collar rock and roll, as they call themselves. They'll be on in just about 10 minutes or so. Open Road is supported by Lighthouse Information Systems, a company dedicated to technology asset management. IT is an asset. Lighthouse Information Systems manages it like one. On the web at lighthouseinformationsystems.com or at area code 408-884-3690. May thanks to them. Can we hear another tune?
Sure, absolutely. Sure.
Ignore the man behind the curtain. Just the wizard.
We've done a little mix of things today. We started out with a traditional old-time fiddle tune from the Ozarks, and then we did an original tune. We did another classic country tune that followed that, what you just heard with the Weary Blues. And I think we'll round it out with a new fiddle tune. This is one that is actually on our brand new album, which is called Throwdown. And if you want to visit wilderscountry.com, you can see all about it there and all about us. But this is a tune that's called Goat Creek, named after my favorite animal. And so we're going to go boating down Goat Creek right now, I guess. Thank you. Go Creek.
The Wilders, thank you so very much for coming on today. It's been a delight to have you here.
Oh, we loved it. Had a great time.
Again, you can see them tonight at Don Quixote's show at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I think so. We're sharing that bill with the Stairwell Sisters from San Francisco. So that should be really fun. And both bands will have a chance to play a nice long set. 7:30 or 8, something like that.
Okay, we'll have to call for more information.
Yes, that'd be a good idea.
And tomorrow night, Monterey Live?
Uh-huh.
Are you on your own then?
No, actually, we're sharing that bill, too. That'll be a really interesting contrast night, actually. We're playing with Old School Freight Train. If people are not familiar with them, I think it's really funny. They've got a great name, but to me, it's a little misleading because they are really... play a lot of really
new school
jazz. They're like bluegrass instruments, but they're amazing musicians. They work with David Grisman.
Okay.
And we've played on some festival bills with them before, but never a show with the two of us. I think it's going to be a really interesting contrast down there at Monterey Live. I think they're playing first and we're playing second. I believe that's the order for tonight, too. But we'll do whatever happens when we get there, you know. Just good night, full night of entertainment with
give
both.
Give me some space to jump around, says Betsy.
Exactly.
Betsy Ellis, Ike Sheldon, Phil Wade, and Nate G., thank you wherever you may be. The Wilders, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Jackie.
Had a great time.
We've got Back Porch Mary coming on in just a few moments, but here's a brand new one from the Subdudes off their album called Behind the Levee.